Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Fright Night Dynamite is tonight. Got a lot to say about Fright Night Dynamite because we got some positive news. So I want to make sure we talk about that. Last night was NXT. I couldn't get it out without smiling. I know a lot of you are going to think I'm going to be mad today. You're wrong. It's funny now. We got a lot coming up this weekend, including the pay-per-view lineup for WWE Crown Jewel. And then, of course, we got all the health updates to kick off the show. When we come back from the break, Chris Bay update, Maria Kanellis update. Want to talk about those first of all, then more on the WWE ID program. That was certainly a lot of fun yesterday. And then we'll move on to other stuff because we got a lot to talk about here today. Next week's ECW Arena show, Kenny Omega scheduled to make an appearance at Power Struggle, the Raw ratings, and plenty more. It's actually a very busy day. And if you want to contact us, well, you're welcome to. The phone number, 425, this is for text messages. Don't bother calling. People make that mistake every day, and they just waste their dime. You know, for those of you that are old, you put a time in the telephone booth. Anyway, 425-780-7566 is the text message line. 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. And hey, if you're a fan of After Dark Radio, that's tomorrow. Want to make mention. Send in your spooky stories. Try to keep them concise. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. After Dark in the subject line. We're going to read them on the air tomorrow. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right. You, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm ready. This should be fun Friday.
Oh, yeah?
I'm ready for a lot of fun today. But before we get into it, we got a couple of serious things we got to talk about at the beginning. But I do want to mention, if you go up to my ex right now, at Brian Alvarez, I did retweet the Karrion Kross Scarlett segment that we talked about all day yesterday, which is, I watched it again. Like, I can't even look at it with no sound without laughing. It's the best segment of 2024. He was drawing is what he was doing. He wasn't eating. I've had a chance to watch it multiple times since yesterday, so go up there and check it out. But anyway, before we get to more frivolity, a couple of serious notes. Chris Bay appreciates all the support he's received as he recovers from a serious neck injury. They posted a statement from him on Tuesday. He said, "I just want to take a few moments to extend my heartfelt thanks, deepest appreciation for so much and to so many over the past few days. From everyone at TNA Wrestling, incredible medical staff here in Detroit, family, friends, and fans worldwide. I know you've been praying for my full recovery from the in-ring accident this past Sunday. Monday was day one for me on this journey, which I know will be long and challenging. Thanks again for your love and support. Please keep the prayers coming." There is a GoFundMe, which actually I'm not sure I need to retweet that one, actually. But it is currently at $76,760 just in the last couple of days. So very, very happy to see that. Obviously, it's going to help offset much of these medical costs. But great to at least get a statement from Chris Bay. And hopefully day two and three here are going as well as can be expected for him.
Absolutely. And the amount of outpouring that he's gotten has been very nice. And that's just about it. You know, I just hope we hear some, you know, see some pictures and hear some words soon on, you know, again, one thing they have not said anything about is any of his extremities or anything like that. So, again, hoping that that part of the possible story is not the case and that he is going to fight through everything that he needs to.
I'm trying to get it up here right now. Hold on. I don't know why this is making it difficult. All right.
It's got to be like that.
Did that work? No, I don't want to. How come I can't do this?
It's just going to be one of those days. That's what you get for saying Fun Friday a day
all
early.
All right, fine. I'm just going to post the thing. I was trying to add like a heart or something, an emoji. And it absolutely would not let me do it because I'm freaking old and I can't figure out social media. Which actually is a benefit to getting old.
It's true.
You can't figure out social media. Now it doesn't even look like it even went up there. Oh, God, what next?
Well, if you go to my Twitter, at SemperVivi, I did retweet one of the...
There it is. Oh, my God.
...out there for Chris. Okay. Yes.
Put up about 15 hearts as I was trying to figure out how to do it. Okay, it's up there, everybody, so go up there and donate, please.
That means you mean it.
The original goal, I think, was like 50,000. It had, like, just eclipsed that. So now they've moved it to 100,000.
Well, did I see? I think I saw something like Adam Copeland.
10,000.
Donated $10,000.
Yeah, a lot of people have donated a lot of money.
Look, and I know there were people that, because the nature of what people do on the internet, there were people that came out and were like, well, why should we help them? Shouldn't TNA take the cost? Man, this guy could be paralyzed for all we know. Okay, we know something extremely serious has gone on here. Yes, I'm sure Anthem is going to do everything that they can do, but this is, again, about a lot of other things that, unfortunately, other wrestlers had to explain to people or attempt to explain to people when it comes to all of the other bills and all of the other costs that could be incurred from this down the line. So, again, why people have to be silly or stupid or ignorant about trying to benefit somebody else is completely ridiculous.
Maria's back home after having been readmitted to the hospital, had surgery to remove a mass found on her adrenal gland. I made it home, she said. What a crazy week. Thank God for my family, my church. Thank you for the amazing team. Thank you for my children's school. Tony Khan for the flowers. AEW staff for the support. Undisputed Kingdom. Everyone who reached out. Feeling very blessed and grateful to be alive. And she'll get the testing done, or the results back, in a few more days. So hopefully... Man, we went from Monday, it was like we opened the show, one bad story after another. And hopefully, as we end the week, we'll start getting one good news story after another. That's what we can hope for here. And that's that. All right, a couple of other things, some follow-ups from yesterday. This from WrestlingObserver.com. A day after a potentially game-changing program for the industry was announced by WWE, a new report has revealed several indie wrestlers are already under WWE ID deals. Brandon Thurston reported the news, confirmed by multiple sources, no names revealed. And I can tell you guys more about this, because we talked about it yesterday. So, when I first heard about this, it was like a month ago, because somebody asked me, they go, have you heard anything about a WWE scholarship program? And I was like, so what are you talking about? And they're like, indie guys getting paid by WWE to be indie. I said, I had never heard anything about that. And I asked, and like, you know, I talked to people in WWE. They hadn't heard about it either. But now that this has been announced, now we're starting to hear about it. So it appears. So the person that originally asked me, I forget how many people he said, but it was a somewhat large number, you know, like 20 or 30 or something like that. So the number that I got today was, quote, about 8, and there's about 8 indie guys that are currently being paid something through this WWE ID program, and none of them are currently at the Performance Center. They're all out doing indies, and I was told that what they're being paid at this point is not a living wage, and it's not the kind of money you can live on, but you can upgrade your... what would you call
gear?
It? Well, you know, your presentation.
There you go.
Can upgrade your presentation. What does that mean? New gear, new boots, tanning. I mean, I don't know what else, but the money is supposed to be going to upgrading your presentation.
Workout shakes.
As an indie wrestler. So, that's the update.
Things of creatine.
That's the update as of now, and there will be more. And also I was told that, like, I mean, there's a lot still to come, but they're going to be having certain schools that are WWE ID schools, Booker School, Cody School. And, you know, it's pretty much just because you go to that school doesn't mean that you're like being fast tracked to WWE. Like, these are affiliated schools, but like you can be in the WWE ID program without going there, and you can go there and start your career and not ever end up part of the WWE ID program. So these are just like the affiliated schools. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, they trust Booker T, they trust Cody Rhodes, they trust Seth. They're going to trust, you know, whoever else ends up being involved. But that's the update on the program as of today. And I still don't see any negatives in this whatsoever, despite yesterday and like all day yesterday and today on social media, this evil company. Well, I don't know, man. I think it's a positive thing.
Well, yeah, there could be potential negatives that come out of it that affect certain wrestlers or certain independent promotions, but we don't know that yet. Got to see this whole thing kind of get into gear first and find out, okay, how is this going to work? But if you have always been a WWE fan and your whole goal is to get to WWE, and there are people that are like that, obviously, this just provides them extra opportunities. It can provide them, again, everything they need to get on that track to go. And it, again, like we mentioned yesterday, it's not like AEW cannot do this or that they should not be doing this. They should be doing it as well. Look at Dustin Rhodes' school in Texas. That would be a great one. There are plenty of others that they can also link with to do something like this.
Pretty sure they're not going to use Dustin's school as he's a multi-time champion on AEW television.
They will not use him?
I don't think WWE ID is connected.
I'm talking about AEW.
I see. I thought you were talking about WWE. Yes.
No.
Well, hey, listen, AEW can do this too. Hey, I'll talk about something after the break for those of you that think this is like some horrible thing for wrestlers. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is incredible. I can't even mention this without people losing their minds. So if you're a WWE ID guy, you can't go to AEW? Guys, if you sign an agreement to be a WWE ID guy, it's because you want to go to WWE. It's because you chose to go to WWE. Nick Wayne did the exact same thing for AEW. He signed a deal when he was 16 that said he would go to AEW when he was 18. Or AEW. So if WWE called him when he was 17, he couldn't go. Was everybody up in arms about that? I don't remember that. Apparently not, because it was AEW. But if WWE had done that, if WWE had signed an agreement with Nick Wayne that you're going to go to WWE when you're 18, people would absolutely freak. What if he wants to go to AEW? That's exactly what AEW did with Nick. And that's what they will do with the, and WWE will do that with their ID guys. Both sides do it. And it's okay. It's okay.
People are already dealing in hypotheticals like, well, what if one person wants to wrestle another person, and the WWID person says, no, I can't wrestle that person, I can't job to that person. This hasn't even happened yet. This hasn't happened. We haven't had that scenario. Believe me, when it happens, we'll know about that scenario, because we're either going to have an angry wrestler or we're going to have an angry promoter that ends up putting that information out there. But until that happens, there's really nothing to say. I mean, Filthy Tom could have shot on Brutus Creed, could he have not? You know, Julius Creed faced off against Mikowski, I believe it was. Like, you know, we've already had situations where WWE...
We've had talent, WWE performers work in other promotions and do jobs.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I don't care what happened in WWE UK years ago, okay? Like, we've seen WWE performers work on other shows and do jobs. It hasn't been a problem. If it becomes a problem, then that's fine. You can talk about it being a problem. But you cannot look at a situation from years ago when it was basically run by a complete maniac and say, well, you know, because they did it that way, this is how it's going to be for this you don't know anything about this WWE ID program. If it ends up being a disaster, then we can talk about how it's a disaster. It's just started. Nothing has happened yet. Hey, listen, there's at least 8 people who have already been under a WWE ID deal, and they have been for a long time. Have you heard any stories about people not being able to do jobs? Have you heard about any indie guys who... I haven't heard a single thing. Have you? Well, when it becomes a problem, then you can worry about it. But so far, it hasn't been a problem. Okay? So...
And I know people are fatalistic, thinking, okay, WWE wants to take over the world. Yeah, the same way that, like, you know, the NFL, no matter how much they need a feeder system between college and pros, they're not going to work with anybody else to try to create one, because they're going to do whatever they want themselves. WWE wanting to have a network in a quote-unquote minor league program, however you want to look at this system, like, they should want that. As a fan, can you be somewhat cautious about it and think, because of past history, that this is, okay, they want to take over everything? Sure, you can have that fear, but the reality is they have the right to do this, and if I was a company, I would be trying to do this, trying to link up training companies, trying to put people under contract that I think are good and try to develop them and try to push them in their direction. I mean, again, what is stopping AEW from doing that? Nothing. Nothing is stopping them from doing that. So again, everybody is a little up in arms about this over something that hasn't happened yet. Period.
Here we go. Let's see. What do we got here?
Are they back on the social media thing?
It's just the usual. Here's the thing, guys. You're all acting like these poor independent wrestlers are victims to have to be make an agreement to go to... If they sign the agreement to be ID guys, they want to go to WWE. Why do you think Nick signed that AEW deal when he was 16 years old? He signed it because he wanted to go to AEW. He didn't want to go to WWE. So if they find guys that agree to do WWE ID deals, they're doing it for a reason. They don't want to go to AEW. They're not victims. They're not suffering out there. In fact, they're getting paid to upgrade their presentation because they want to go to WWE. They're being paid by WWE. How is this a negative?
Is this a lifetime blood contract that they can't get out of, where if they sign their name there, their entire life is now dedicated to WWE? I'm sure there's ways to get out of that deal. I'm sure there's ways for it to lapse or whatever, where, okay, you can't. You can get out of it. But also, if you sign a deal with WWE and then you find out later on AEW or TNA came calling with, or New Japan or whoever, with some massive deal, sometimes, like, those are just lessons that you have to learn, okay? Maybe you shouldn't have signed it, but there are going to be a lot of other people that it does benefit. It just, again, we're dealing in all these ridiculous hypotheticals that have not happened yet.
It's not just that. Oh, we literally just saw them yank Stephanie Vaquer, this person says, from bookings. Yeah, and AEW's yanked Nick from bookings, okay? This happens in every company. If Nick has a booking, or anybody else who happens to do indies, which is not a lot of guys in AEW nowadays, but it does happen. If those guys are booked for an indie, and Tony decides he needs them for Collision on Saturday, they get yanked from the other booking. It happens in AEW. Yeah, it may happen with people that are signed to WWE. It happens. It's professional wrestling. Why is this a tribalistic thing? Again, from the people that complain about tribalism all the time. Shut up about it. Now, let's talk about a good thing regarding Dynamite tonight. So this is the Fright Night Dynamite show in Cleveland. And 3274. That's how many tickets are out right now. Now, I will say that we can't say for sure that this show is doing as well as it's doing because they have advertised a bunch of stuff in advance. However, I think advertising a lot of stuff in advance is clearly very important. Now, you can say, 32. Listen, here's the thing about 3274, okay? The last time that they ran Cleveland, they did under 3274, okay? So they have done better than they did the last time they ran Cleveland. Now, if you go back and you look at recent AEW attendances, this is kind of a big deal because one show after another is drawing significantly worse in the same market than they did the year prior. Example, a couple of weeks ago, they ran in Stockton, California. A year ago in Stockton, they drew 3,800. This year, they drew 1,900. This happens for Dynamite. This happens for Collision. So, I mean, we talked about it 1,000 times. You're doing significantly worse year over year, and you're still not announcing anything until a day or two before the show. Well, that has changed. If you've been watching the show lately, they had Fright Night matches announced 2 weeks ago, and they've been announcing cards further in advance. They've been advertising matches for 2 weeks in advance, and here we are, Cleveland, Ohio, is doing better than they were a year ago. That, to me, is like a big deal. And it's not even just... Here's the thing about announcing things in advance, okay? Yes, there's an aspect of it where they're coming to Everett tomorrow. I have no idea who's on the show. Like, maybe I'll go because I know the show will be good. Maybe I won't. There are people who the company is coming to their town tomorrow. They have no idea who's on the show. They're just not going to go, okay? I get texts and emails and tweets about it all the time, okay? But here's the other thing about advertising in advance. So if you look at the card here, if you look at the card for tonight, let's see who we've got on the show. We got Swerve and Shelton Benjamin, Young Bucks and Private Party, Adam Cole and Buddy Matthews, Chris Statlander, Camille, Orange Cassidy and Hangman Page are appearing, okay? So maybe, like, there's nobody in particular that you really want to see all that bad. Like, it's cool to see these guys, but, like, maybe you're a huge fan. Man, I wish Kenny Omega were there, or I wish, you know, Chris Jericho's not advertised.
MJF and
MJF isn't advertised, whatever. Okay, but here's the thing. regardless of who you announce, okay, when you make announcements for a show weeks in advance, it makes the show itself seem important because you've been booking matches for it for weeks. So even if you don't really care about who's on the show tonight, the fact that tonight is Fright Night Dynamite, they've been promoting Fright Night Dynamite for weeks. They've been announcing matches for Fright Night Dynamite for weeks. There is that psychological thing about Fright Night Dynamite is tonight in my town. Like, I'm going to get a ticket. That seems pretty cool. So you have to advertise in advance. Like, the matches themselves, they're important to a degree, but also making the show seem important by advertising things in advance and making it seem like a big deal is also important. So anyway, I think that this is working based on how this show is doing here. And also, one other thing, if you look at the last, it was like a week ago, if you look at all of the attendances for the last couple of weeks, the show that did the dirt worst was Collision in terms of attendance. And that was the one show where they'd advertise nothing. All of the other shows they'd advertise stuff for, they all did better than that Collision. So let's keep it up is my point.
Like WWE, there's a reason that they'll say even if they don't announce matches, Roman Reigns will be there, this person will be there, that person will be there, even if they don't have matches set up, so you know, okay, these people are going to be on the show. And when it comes to fixing all of this, there is no instant solution. Consistency is going to be the key. So it's not going to spike attendance all at once, but over time, people can get it in their heads and things can start to change.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves. Until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
Wait, before we even begin, I need to ask you.
Oh, God.
Just once, do you care?
I'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
Vince McMahon is preparing to launch a new company, PW Insider is reporting. Kenny Omega is headed to Power Struggle. New Japan announced Wednesday he'll be making an appearance at Power Struggle.
I was hoping you would just read headlines and that was
Osaka.
It.
Nah, who cares? What do I care less about, Vince's new company or Javon's booking last night? We'll soon
Hopefully
find out.
Vince's new company.
I do care much less about Vince's new company,
please.
Actually. Kenny Omega is going to be at Arena Osaka for a special guest appearance. And that'll be November 4th. Very interesting. Like, his first appearance back will not be for AEW. It will be for New Japan.
Well, just, you know, was he doing anything? He's just making an appearance. So, no big deal. You need him, right? You kind of need him for January 5th. You need him for a lot of things. And in fact, maybe the first appearance he can make back on North American soil will be saying that he's going to be in San Jose, but at the Walter Pyramid in Long Beach, because those tickets need some oomph to them. So anything that they can do to announce something for that might be a good idea, including Kenny Omega just like maybe hanging out or something like that.
Man, they're just going on and on here.
Oh, God, what's up?
I'm just pointing out that, like, you know, Vince is gone, you know?
Yeah.
He's gone. Like, guys are allowed to do jobs outside WWE. Yes. Like, things are changed. Oh, but Samantha Irvin, she wanted to be a talent. They wouldn't let her. That sounds like Vince. No, that sounds like every company that doesn't want someone to be something they don't want them to be.
Tell me about it.
Are you kidding me? That's a Vince McMahon thing, that somebody wanted to be a wrestler and not a ring announcer, and they wanted her to be a ring announcer. Have you ever had a job, not just in wrestling, but anywhere? So Vince must still be there or be involved because somebody wanted a role and they weren't. What? Are you absolutely? I got to block people. I got to start blocking them. What is happening today?
I don't know.
What is happening today?
Like, people need to get the Vince evil out of their head. If they want to talk about corporate evil and the things that TKO or could possibly, there's plenty there. Like, you don't have to drag Vince back in and make every comparison to Vince here. You need to maybe start looking at some other things when it comes to WWE and TKO.
Time to start blocking. How do I do this? I can take
no
more.
Block.
Yeah, I can. I can figure it out.
Yeah, well.
There's a little thing right here.
A little block button.
All right, blocked.
Lenny, that's number one.
Yeah, he's gone. I can take no more.
Oh, Lenny.
Yeah. Oh, good luck on your podcast, old brother. All right, we got to talk about NXT. There are highs and lows. I will say, Tatum Paxley and Wendy Chu in the casket match.
It sucked, but it could have been worse.
No, actually, the gimmick sucks.
Come on.
Okay, the gimmick sucks. Both of them have a terrible gimmick. But as far as, like, wrestling, I mean, hey, they're both actually pretty good at wrestling.
It was brought down by the gimmicks.
The gimmick sucked, yes. And I did like the fans chanting Fright Forever. That was good. And then my favorite was the actual finish was Wendy got knocked off something and took a bump onto a bed.
Off the coffin top.
Do you realize when we were kids, all we did was take bumps on beds?
Well, it was a board.
And that
the mattress wasn't on there.
Immediately led to the finish.
It's like taking a bump
Have you ever taken the mattress off a bed?
Yeah.
Okay, don't stand on what's left, or you're going to fall right through it. Springs and wood. Anyway, it was better than I expected, because it was mostly just wrestling. And then we had a couple of segments throughout the show. And to cut to the chase, it was setting up Ridge Holland and Ethan Page versus Trick and Bubba coming up next week at the ECW Arena show. And it's funny because, like, I heard before I watched the show, a lot of people really down on it because there was, like, so much Bubba Ray and they just didn't like all the Bubba Ray on the show. But I got to say, the guy did a great job. He did great promos in both segments. The fans were going nuts for him. And it was a great setup for the tag match next week. So the first segment was him saying, I don't want to do it. I'm not about this. You know, this is for you guys. You're the young guys. It should be you guys in the main events, not me. He goes to the back. And then later, the heels double team Trick. They're beating him down. And finally, Bubba runs down to make the save. And he says, Trick, you want that partner? You got it. Place goes wild. So I liked it. It was good. We had, actually, this was delightful because Charlie Dempsey offered Lexus King a shot at the Heritage Cup. Lexus King couldn't find a corner man. They did a long storyline. And finally, William Regal accepted. And, you know, we were all like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Well, the answer is we'll have to wait and see because this is only week one. This week, what happened was Lexus got a bad knee injury, but he wouldn't give up. Regal slides him the knucks. Lexus looks at him, but slides him back and says, I am not my father! And he gets pinned. And Regal is disgusted. But he ends up having a discussion with Lexus. This story must continue. I cannot
and
wait.
No drama built up between Charlie Dempsey and William Regal. You would have forgotten William Regal was outside
You're supposed
of the ring.
To. You're
and
supposed
that's exactly
to.
The point, and they did a very good job with that.
We had Zarya and Brinley Reese. Zarya murdered her. Good. And then Fatal Influence came out, and they surrounded her. And they were gonna attack her. But then out came Kalani. They were like, that's fine, it's still 4-on-2. Or 5-on-2 or whatever. So then Julie and Stephanie ran down, still 5-on-4. And so then Jordan Grace runs down. We have a 10-person brawl, and we have two factions here of women. And, man, looking at all these women in the ring, it's like this NXT's got an amazing women's division. There is so much talent in this division.
There is so much potential. Number one, you got a lot of talent that's already ready to go to the main roster anyway that was standing in that mix. But when you look at 3, 4, 5 years down the line, they have set themselves up beautifully, and a lot of that credit goes to that NIL program because a lot of those women that are going to be stars in WWE, your Kalanis and such, they all came out of that system. So we're probably going to see that paying dividends, you know, with whoever the biggest women's star is, and certainly Oba Femi, you know, sooner rather than later.
Nikita and Kalani Jordan. Rizzo came out to distract Nikita. Kalani pinned her. Nikita's a heel. She's full on going heel.
Well,
which kind of surprises me because, well, here's the thing. No, here's the thing. This is the exact thing AEW does, okay? If you want Nikita to be a heel, fine, okay? But she literally just returned, and the place goes wild every time they see her. So you're just fighting the crowd by immediately turning heel. Let them get their excitement out for a few weeks. Let them cheer her. She's just coming back. Then turn her. But AEW does the same thing. Someone's gone for like 6 months. It's like, let's bring them back as a heel. Well, when someone's gone for an extended amount of time and they first come back, they're always over as a babyface with these modern crowds. They don't want to boo somebody who just came back. So you're just fighting against yourself. Just let her be a babyface for a couple of weeks.
Sometimes you look, the whole thing is manipulation of the crowd in professional wrestling. Brian, you know that. Sometimes you actually have to tell people what you want them to believe. And the fact that they didn't drag this out, they already had Oba Femi. Oh, you must have dropped this. And have her kind of being a witch every time she's out there on the microphone. And now putting her in with Adriana Rizzo, who may not be a great wrestler, but she's attached to an act that is very much over with Tony D'Angelo. To me, it is actually the right thing to do because you have heels like Jada Parker that people want to cheer. You have heels already there that people want to cheer. So bringing her back and already slotting her as a heel that you're probably going to want to do something with, I think that's actually the best way to go.
We had Rhea Ripley showing up teasing she's going to be there next week, and then later she gets beaten up by Liv and Raquel. And we don't see the beating. We just see people rushing to the scene. Rhea and Liv are leaving with baseball bats, and Rhea is covered in blood.
They did that a good job with that
one, too. Juice is back, baby!
But, yeah, again, you never saw it. You saw them walking away with the bats afterwards, and then they go over, and there's Rhea laying out. They did a good job with that.
And then we add the main event. Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus Javon Evans and Cedric Alexander for the tag titles. I'm smiling because I wasn't lying, guys. I'm over it, okay? But the funny thing is, I don't like using this word, but a lot of marks, and they ain't over it yet. They're doing this match, and it is incredible. It's like one of the best NXT matches of the year. And no living human with a heartbeat could watch this match and go, it's Javon, he's just not ready for a top spot. He needs more seasoning. But, like, I don't want to say he was the best guy in the match, but he was right up there. I mean, he was incredible in this match. And so they're just, the place is going nuts. And then Wesley comes out with a chair. Javon dives on him through the ropes, and Javon Evans begins to brawl to the back with Wesley. He abandons a tag team championship match. You can hear the crowd screaming, "No! Don't leave!" As I knock the mic all over the place. But he leaves. Because he's an idiot in storyline.
He's angry.
He abandons his partner. Cedric is making this big comeback, and like as he's making the comeback, like you can hear the crowd at first they're like, "No!" And then they kind of just start cheering, like, you know, Cedric for a while, and then they're like, "Ah!" Because they know what's happening, and then they start booing before the finish. They're booing because they know what's going to happen. They finally figured it out. You know, they plugged Busted Open like 4 times on the show. Bubba got Busted Open on the air 4 times. God bless the guy.
Shout out to La Greca.
I'll tell you the show people should be listening to. It's this one. If everyone in NXT listened to this show, you wouldn't be so stupid. You wouldn't be marks in the crowd going, "No, don't leave, Javon." You knew he was leaving. Smarten up, you freaking geeks. So anyway, Cedric gets pinned, of course. And that's the end. I was howling. The people were so mad, and I was like, you people are so dumb. Like, wake up! Wake up, people!
Well, it wasn't the
end. It's not his time! He's got a feud with Wesley, then Cedric has to break up with him so he can feud with Cedric. And then, you know, when he's 24, 25, hey, now let's try and get this guy over as a top guy. It's a great match, though. And then, the end of the show... You know, they always are running out of time.
Yeah.
So at the end of the show, they go backstage, and Javon and Wesley, they're like pounding on each other. And Ava gets in between them. And she's like, you can't hear a word she's saying because everyone's screaming so loud. I don't know if she's signing a match or what, but she's like, because everyone's like, ah! And all of a sudden, Rob Van Dam steps in between. And everyone stops fighting, and they go quiet. This legend is here. Rob Van Dam says, I just figured what I want to do next week in Philly. And he turns and he walks off. And they start brawling again! And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing next week? And the show goes off the air. I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something next week. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will
start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America, we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Man, now that I found that block feature...
Makes life a lot better, doesn't it?
Man, oh man.
Mute and block. Nothing wrong with that.
All right. What do we got tonight? Friday Night Dynamite? Mm-hmm. I'll be up with Dave later on.
World Series game. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Who cares about that? I'm talking about Lance Storm here. He's going to be up in an hour. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And I believe he watched some NXT as well, so it'll be interesting to see what he thinks about that. It's always fun to get a Lance Storm NXT review. So hopefully he watched the Karrion Kross video as well. I've just got it playing in a loop right here. It brightens my day. But we'll talk to him, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. You can watch it live at video.f4wonline.com or get the podcast, wrestlingobserver.com or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you want to check out those, f4wonline.com/Spotify, f4wonline.com/Apple. Get all the podcasts delivered to your device for $9.99 a month. What a deal. 84 shows a month? Mm-hmm. It's 30 cents a day. You can't do anything with 30 cents a day anymore. You can't even buy a stamp. But you can hear all our shows. So check those out. And if you didn't check it out, last night's Brian and Vinny show was the Halloween Spectacular. Hey, tomorrow is also Halloween. Maybe we should do the costumes here on this show. You have a costume, Mike?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
You can put something on.
No.
Don't be a coward. I'm going to unblock Lenny so he can call you a coward. You got to wear something for tomorrow. It's the Halloween edition of the show.
Yeah?
Find something.
Can't we just eat candy?
No. Get something for tomorrow. Okay, put a sheet over your head or something. We can't see your face behind that giant mic anyway.
Maybe.
Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.